This is Jay Sekulow. Planned Parenthood goes to court to reopen an abortion clinic, and an update on the case of the school district and the Bible ban.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast, and our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to give you an update in a few moments about this Bible banning situation, both in Missouri and in Washington State. But before we do that, we've got some breaking news coming out of Florida and Chicago, both involving Planned Parenthood. And by the way, the Planned Parenthood issue is something front and center at the ACLJ. Jordan, what's the latest? This is some breaking news.
That's right. In Aurora, Illinois, Planned Parenthood is going to federal court today because they think the city of Aurora should be forced to allow Planned Parenthood to open an abortion clinic there. Now, the reason this is a controversial case, Dad, is because when Planned Parenthood applied to get the property rights, filed the right forms so that they could purchase this property, they applied under the name Gemini Office Development, so they would not alert abortion opponents. And they're not denying that. They misled the county by saying that they were some other organization or some other company. Then the county looked, finally figured it out that this was Planned Parenthood, not just trying to open up a family planning center, but an actual abortion clinic under a fake name.
Yeah, and folks, this is the reality of what you're dealing with on abortion generally. And we've got, by the way, posted to our website at aclj.org. Go to our commentary section, a brand new commentary up by Walter Weber, senior counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice, has handled a lot of cases with us over the years as a senior counsel at the Supreme Court of the United States dealing with the abortion issue. You're going to want to go to aclj.org, see what he has posted up there. So that's one aspect of Planned Parenthood. And then there is another situation now developing in Florida.
That's right. Members of the St. Lucie County Children's Services Council voted to give nearly $500,000, $492,000, to a Planned Parenthood abortion business. They say, the council members say, because it will help prevent abortions in the county. Now, Dad, this constitutes over 5% of the council's $9.6 million budget, 5% going to the world's largest abortion provider.
I mean, this is the absurd nature of it, folks. Now, juxtaposition these two cases with what's going on in Washington State right now, where during the reading for pleasure time for advanced English, for honors English, students are being told the Bible is an inappropriate book. That is the exact juxtaposition. You've got federal money going and state money, local money going to Planned Parenthood. You've got Planned Parenthood compelling cities to open up abortion clinics. And then in Washington State and Missouri, you've got this Bible ban in place. And let's give everybody a little bit of background here on the Bible ban yesterday. We got a lot of calls yesterday. Some of those were heated phone calls. And we want to hear from you on this. 1-800-684-3110, whether it's Planned Parenthood, whether it's this Bible ban. I think there's this general connection between this, that is, that anything that is of religious character or religious values is somehow taboo in the marketplace of ideas. But abortion, being politically correct, can get federal funding. I mean, this is the absurd nature of this, in my view, of what's going on here. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to be taking your calls from around the country on this, so you keep calling. Now, let me tell you exactly where we are. We are preparing right now a legal demand letter going to the school districts in the Tacoma, Washington area on the Bible banning situation. I was on a conference call with pastors in Washington State last night. They said it is not just this particular school district, but this school district says comic books are okay, magazines are okay, but a Bible is not, for free reading period where the student, and I want to underscore this, the student makes the selection. I think this is ridiculous. I think we've got to go and straighten this out under the First Amendment. But what we're doing is we've organized a petition to get the city to cease and desist, and we want you to help.
All you've got to do is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255, to join our petition to change school policy now. Don't say that you can't read the Bible in the reading for pleasure time. 877-989-2255 to help change school policy now. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition online.
The new school year brings a very troubling development. This from a school district in Washington State. Students enrolled in an honors English class have been given an assignment. Select reading material for a reading for pleasure assignment twice a week. Rachel is a ninth grader who selected the Bible to read for this assignment, but the school district has said no. That's right, the school district in Washington State says the Bible is simply not acceptable, not appropriate for students to be reading. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with the family to send a powerful message to the school district: change this discriminatory policy or face legal action. Stand with the ACLJ and give this school district a lesson in the First Amendment. Sign on today to the ACLJ petition to change the school policy and put the Bible on the approved reading list. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Hi, this is Jay Sekulow, and I want to invite you to join me on a trip of a lifetime. So many people took advantage of this year's trip to Israel organized by the American Center for Law and Justice that plans are now underway for another journey to Israel. This is a trip you won't want to miss. Here's what one of our tour participants had to say.
It gave me a greater understanding. That it was just more in-depth. Oh, it was just an awesome trip.
You will visit the historic sites and the holy sites in Israel, meet with top government leaders and military experts. I will be providing insight and briefings during the trip. Hundreds of people joined me in traveling to Israel this last summer. Now make plans for next year, an exceptional trip to the Holy Land, scheduled for June of 2008. Put your name on an information list, and the ACLJ will keep you posted as the dates and costs of the trip are finalized. By calling our toll-free number, you will be given the first opportunity to join us on this historic trip. So call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Visit Israel next year with us, and you will never be the same.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Let me encourage you to go to aclj.org. Go to our Jay's Trial Notebook posting. There is the whole report on the Reading for Pleasure Bible ban. And again, I want to, Jordan, we need to let people know what this policy says. And I'm going to read a particular part of it in a moment. But first, you need to understand what the school district allowed right in this particular Bible training program or this reading program.
Well, it's a ninth grade honors English class. It's a ninth grade honors English class. The student there, she's in the class, and the teacher sent home a form. It's a reading for pleasure form on Mondays and Fridays in the English class. And it's to give students an opportunity to take some time in quiet where they're not distracted by schoolwork and other things or being at home and television, things like that, and just read, and read what they want to, not discuss it, not talk about it in class. There's not an assigned list of books that are appropriate, but here's just general things that are allowed and aren't allowed. So the first thing on there, and the parents have to sign this and bring it back, the students got to bring it back to the teacher. First, what can students read? They can read books or magazines. That's fine. Magazines, fine. Comic books, acceptable. Just because the point of this activity, and this is in line one, is to allow students time to enjoy reading. Dad, the troubling language is in line two. What can't students read? What can't students read? Newspapers, because they're too noisy. Picture books, because they don't have enough text. Of course, differentiating that between comic books seems kind of interesting. And then things that are unreasonably below grade level are unacceptable. And right after that, capitalize the Bible or other religious texts are not acceptable for reading for pleasure.
Yeah, what people need to understand about this is, and this is why we're so concerned about this, the Bible, the Department of Education has issued specific guidelines. They were actually issued under President Bill Clinton, saying that the Bible is appropriate for study, for reading material, for homework assignments. It's not a banned book. There are Supreme Court cases that deal with this. In fact, Justice Goldberg wrote the famous line that the Bible, that education would not be complete without a study of the Bible. This is not a mandatory Bible reading class. This is the student making the selection. It's called student-initiated speech. They make the selection of what they want to be. It just has to be grade appropriate, and the Bible clearly is grade appropriate. So here's what we're doing. We have put together a petition to get this policy changed. It's basically requesting a cease and desist, that they cease the enforcement of the policy and also change the policy. Now, we've got legal letters going out next week. Lawyers already at the American Center for Law and Justice working on this. But what we've got to do right now is we want to galvanize if we can get anywhere from 20 or 30,000 people to respond over the next week or so. This will be a huge message, because there's a similar situation, folks, brewing right now in Missouri. And we're going to get you some more information on that a little bit later in the broadcast. But there's another situation on a Bible ban, and we want to try to stop this early. So here's what we want you to do. Go to your phones right now. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 for you to add your name to this very, very important petition so your voice can be heard and we can get the Bible protected in the public school setting. This is middle schools here. It's ninth grade. It's a middle school in Washington State. And we understand now from my conversation with a group of pastors yesterday that this is not just in the Tacoma area, that it's throughout the state there's a problem. So we're getting to the bottom of that as well. But again, you add your name of support, 877-989-2255, so we can take direct action on this and let your voice be heard to the school district in Washington State. Jordan, we got a lot of calls coming in.
We do.
Let's go right to the phone.
Steve is calling from Kansas on line 4. Steve, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Steve.
I've got two separate things. First of all, I listen to your program all the time, both at work and at home, and I want to thank you for you do good work and everything as far as dealing with some very important and pertinent issues in our society today. First off, I don't quite understand how back when, you know, even 100 years ago, the Bible was not only an integral part of the people that founded this nation and was even used as a text in school, how can people whose...
Well, look, these people have a view that the Bible is religious material and therefore should be excluded, period. They don't make any apology for this. They really believe that the Bible is a prohibited book, and they don't want it to be utilized, and they want a complete ban. So they're not apologetic about it. But as I said, the Department of Education guidelines are clear. And the irony of this is Planned Parenthood is getting money from state and local governments and federal dollars to promote abortion. You can't even have a Bible as part of a reading for pleasure program without creating literally a constitutional crisis, at least in Washington State. So that's the juxtapositions of the two stories we're talking about on today's broadcast. Jordan, who's next?
Let's go right back to the phones. Betty Jean is calling from Washington on line 2. Betty Jean, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. I was listening yesterday and waiting for someone to ask this question. What about Wiccan and satanic religions or Muslim and Hindu religions? Are those allowed?
No, it says the Bible and other religious books. So it specifically targets the Bible, but other religious books would be prohibited as well. But what's interesting about, and by the way, if there was a Muslim student in the classroom and they wanted to read the Quran, I think they have the constitutional right to do that as part of this reading for pleasure program. It's interesting that they highlighted the Bible. They didn't say the Bible, the Torah, the Quran. They say the Bible and then other religious texts. That's the way this particular policy is written. And if you go to aclj.org, we actually have the policy posted online, so you could see the policy. Just go to my Daily Trial Notebook posting, and it's right there for you to see. But, Jordan, you've got that provision where it says the Bible and other religious
texts.
That's
right. It says after calling things that are unreasonably below grade level unacceptable, it says the Bible or other religious texts are not acceptable for reading for pleasure. But I think what's important here, Dad, is to understand how far does that go? How far does religious texts go? I mean, there's a lot of literature out there not covered under the Bible or necessarily the Quran or holy books that talks a lot about religion. There's comic books that talk about religion. There are Christian comic books. There are comic books that bring in heavenly forces. There are magazines that talk about God. There are Christian magazines that talk about God. There's also a lot of books, especially a lot of English literature, Victorian literature, that talks a lot about God and church. So how far does this ban go?
Unfortunately, it's complete. Washington State has this view that they can very, very significantly curtail freedom. And listen, folks, we're talking about a Bible ban. In the year 2007, we're talking a Bible ban for student-initiated speech at a high school or junior high in Washington State. And now, folks, there's a situation in Missouri just as it's not as blatant as far as the policy's not in writing. But what happened in Missouri, and we got the contact, and by the way, if you need to contact the ACLJ, all you do is go to aclj.org, go to our About section, which is about the ACLJ. It says contact. You fill out the form. If you've got a legal issue that you're dealing with in your community, email us at aclj.org, and we get it right into our system. But in Missouri, there is another situation brewing, again, involving the Bible.
That's right. There's an after-school program, and when we got this contact information in, there's an after-school program there where parents sign a form allowing their students to take a bus after school to an after-school program at a church. And last week, the principal of the school got on the bus and told the students that they were not allowed to remove their Bibles from their backpacks. If they did so, they wouldn't be able to go to the after-school program anymore. So they could not remove their Bibles if they wanted to go to that program. Then, in a separate incident at the same school, a teacher came up to a student, just like this reading for pleasure situation, and said that during the reading hour, she could not read her Bible and she had to put it away. Dad, those are two incidents at the same school.
Well, you take that, couple that with the situation in Washington State where, you realize, under that policy, Pilgrim's Progress, Lord of the Rings, the Chronicles of Narnia, all of them, and the Bible, would be prohibited text. But Harry Potter would be fine. And I'm not saying making any comments about the Harry Potter books other than that's what's absurd about this policy. It's ridiculous. This is not the way the Constitution is supposed to work. But, folks, we got to hear from you. The American people need to speak out on this. We had thousands of phone calls between emails and phone calls yesterday. Thousands of you contacted us. I'd like to get well over 10,000, almost close to 20,000 signatures on this petition going to the school district. This will send some message. It'll send in a very important and powerful message. Add your name, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name on this petition to get the school district to change this policy, basically asking for a cease and desist. Let's try to get one more call before the break, Jordan.
Trent is calling from South Carolina on line 5. Trent, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Trent.
Okay, I have a situation, a very heated situation that happened in 1988. I live in South Carolina now, but I went to school in Philadelphia. Okay. Turns out we had a class that was like this class where it was just a pleasurable reading class every week.
Right.
Turns out one of the students brought in a Bible. After a couple weeks, the Christian student reading the Bible started getting into fights with one of the Hindus that was in the class, saying that, you know, he was right, he was wrong, he was going to hell and all that. The teacher broke it up. The next week, the same thing happened. They went to the principal's office. That same day, about three or four periods later, it turns out the police were called in because the Christian student stabbed the Hindu student at school.
Well, look, I mean, anytime you have an act of violence, you don't ban the Bible because some student overreacted, and the student obviously was not stable. So that you can't take the action and then say, well, now we're going to remove the Bible because some student reacted. Remember, in those Columbine killings, they asked the student there said, are you a Christian? And then the students were shot. That doesn't mean you remove the Bible. You tell Christian students they can't participate. That's the overreaction here. The Department of Education has issued their guidelines. It's very, very clear. And that's where you've got to continue to make sure the Constitution is protected. And to protect the Constitution, you need to have the Bible protected. Again, we want you to help on this. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And we are going to be taking your calls when we come back. Hi, this is Jay Sekulow, and I want to invite you to join me on a trip of a lifetime. So many people took advantage of this year's trip to Israel, organized by the American Center for Law and Justice, that plans are now underway for another journey to Israel. This is a trip you won't want to miss. Here's what one of our tour participants had to say.
It gave me a greater understanding that it was just more in-depth. It was just an awesome, awesome trip.
You will visit the historic sites and the holy sites in Israel, meet with top government leaders and military experts. I will be providing insight and briefings during the trip. Hundreds of people joined me in traveling to Israel this last summer. Now make plans for next year, an exceptional trip to the Holy Land, scheduled for June of 2008. Put your name on an information list and the ACLJ will keep you posted as the dates and costs of the trip are finalized. By calling our toll-free number, you will be given the first opportunity to join us on this historic trip. So call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Visit Israel next year with us and you will never be the same.
The new school year brings a very troubling development. This from a school district in Washington State. Students enrolled in an honors English class have been given an assignment. Select reading material for a reading for pleasure assignment twice a week. Rachel is a ninth grader who selected the Bible to read for this assignment, but the school district has said no. That's right. The school district in Washington State says the Bible is simply not acceptable, not appropriate for students to be reading. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with the family to send a powerful message to the school district, change this discriminatory policy or face legal action. Stand with the ACLJ and give this school district a lesson in the First Amendment. Sign on today to the ACLJ petition to change the school policy and put the Bible on the approved reading list. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, great response to our trip to Israel coming up June in 08. We now have it set. We are actually taking reservations. It is going to be an incredible trip. A lot of people that went last year are calling that want to come back again this year. We're going to hopefully have enough slots for everybody. It's going to be a little bit different than last year's. We've added some things to it. It's going to be some different emphasis, but you're going to see the military sites, the biblical sites. It's going to be an incredible trip. I'm really excited about it. Doing a little bit different, starting in Jerusalem, moving up north towards Galilee, and then towards Haifa. So it's going to be a very, very fascinating, really fascinating trip. We are getting a lot of calls about it. We are now taking reservations at our tour office and the travel office. So let me encourage you. Jordan's going to give you the number. This is the number to call. By the way, so everybody knows this. The way we do the trip, all your meals are covered. I mean, all three meals, which means every meal you're going to eat is covered on this trip. Your airfare, it covers your the entry fees to the various sites. It includes the tip, so it's completely inclusive. That's the way we do it. This way, you know what the cost is up front, and you have a variety of packages that you can choose from, starting from about almost $4,000 up to $4,200. That's about the range for different packages. And you can add on to go to Jordan, Cairo, Egypt, and I think they're also going to do Turkey. So we're looking at that right now. So an incredible trip coming up to Israel. We want to encourage you to get information or sign up. We've already started taking reservations. Jordan, why don't you give that number so everybody can get that information?
1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. And, Dad, I think you said something important. If you're interested in doing further trips after you're over there, if you've got more time this summer to take a longer trip, the folks at that number at our travel office can put all of that together for you and put this package together. 1-800-662-5406.
You know, and we also are hoping, by the way, to have, it looks like we're going to have students come with us too, about 50 law students from Regent University School of Law, maybe some students from the government school as well, and they're going to be overlapping. They're going to be at the University of Haifa for part of the time, and then they'll be traveling with the group for part of the time, so it'll really be a great experience for everybody to be together for these really fantastic events, so we encourage you to call that office. If you're just joining us, this Planned Parenthood situation is, and I look at the situation we're dealing with these Bible banning situations, and then the Planned Parenthood situation on top of it. And it looks like a tale of two cities. The reports are from Aurora, Illinois, that basically they came into court, Planned Parenthood, through another name, to acquire property to build a Planned Parenthood clinic. And then down in Florida, almost $500,000 of taxpayer dollars given to open up an abortion clinic in, I think it's Port St. Lucie, Florida. Unbelievable. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right to the phones.
Tom is calling from Florida on line 6. Tom, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey, Tom.
Hello, Jay. It's Tom Creighton here in Florida.
Yes, sir.
What you just were alluding to, the Planned Parenthood situation here.
Yes.
What's actually taken place is that in 1990, there was a ballot initiative that created the Children's Services Council here in many counties in the state of Florida. This is a council that's appointed by the governor of the state of Florida from, you know, citizens of the county. And there are some offices that are mandated by law as to who is to be on there. For example, the superintendent of schools,
okay,
the
right, I understand. So,
and
sure.
So forth. What they have done is they have elected to give $500,000 of taxpayer money in St. Lucie County to Planned Parenthood,
right,
to fund four programs. Now, their contention is that they're not supporting abortion, they're supporting programs.
But let me, Tom, jump in, and I'll let you finish a minute. Let me jump in, though, so people understand. When they say that, and they do say that, it frees up money for their abortion businesses, because now they don't have to take other money for their, quote, family planning programs. I mean, that's kind of the juxtaposition of this. So that it's a little bit of a shell game in the sense that it frees up money for their abortion-related activities, which is or what they are engaged in. But go ahead.
That's correct. And that was one of the things that was announced there by some of the people who came out to a meeting this past Wednesday night to voice their opinions in opposition to the Children's Services Council funding these four programs for Planned Parenthood in St. Lucie County. And as I said, they say that they do not support abortion. They support these programs. One of the programs is a program called Teen Time. There's a website. It has all kind of sexually explicit material.
And let me jump right in there, because I actually, one of our lawyers, our legal staff yesterday, gave me that website. And I do not want people to go to that website, so I'm not going to give out the address. It is unbelievable. And it's inappropriate in my view for teenagers. It's really inappropriate. But this is what's being funded by taxpayer dollars here. And this is what they're encouraging in the schools for students to participate in. Now, take the $500,000 from Planned Parenthood, where they're encouraging that kind of activity, paid for by taxpayer dollars, and now go to Washington State, where they will not let a student read during free time a Bible during the Reading for Pleasure program. The Bible and religious texts are prohibited. That shows you what's at stake here, that this is really, it's like we're living in two different universes. And Planned Parenthood could have their activities with very suggestive, as Tom, as you said, very suggestive websites. And that was brought to my attention yesterday evening by one of our legal staff. And we're looking at the way to respond to this because it really is, it's really something that's really, in my view, inappropriate. But it's being paid for by my taxpayer dollars and yours. And, of course, for the people in Florida, it's being paid for by those in Port St. Lucie. So this is just, to me, ridiculous. You look at the situation in Washington State, and it just points one more time why this is outrageous. And we're taking action. We're looking at the situation with Planned Parenthood as well. People know we've been working on the defunding, but we're even looking at this teen program they've got and looking at the legal issues surrounding it. Jordan, who do we have next?
Andrea is calling from California on line 5. Andrea, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good.
You know what? I'm just calling because I am pretty much a new born-again Christian for
yes.
a year. And I, when I went to school, you know, I got involved in a lot of things that made my life very bad for very long. And I wish that I would have been promoted to read the Bible. It would have answered a lot of questions that I think nowadays kids have. You know, when you have
Listen, Andrea, first of all, let me say we're thrilled that you've come to faith in Jesus. That's the most important thing. And you bring up a really important point. We're having a little trouble with your phone connection. And that is the Bible, I think, is a valuable tool. The courts have recognized this. So has the Department of Education, that one's education wouldn't even be complete without a study of the Bible, at least in some context. But here, I want to reiterate, it's a reading for pleasure program where the student selects the material, and it really should not be a legal challenge like this. It's really outrageous. That is, Jordan, let's try to get one more call before we end the program.
Jason's calling from New Hampshire online too. Jason, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jason.
Yeah, I was just kind of calling because I was kind of, it bothers me. I'm 23 years old, and when I was in school, you know, I remember when they first took out, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, and it bothered me then. And, you know, and now I can't believe that, you know, I didn't become a born-again Christian until I was 20 years old. And I went down a life of drugs and alcohol, and you know, there's nothing in the schools anymore. There's nothing in the schools that helps people, you know, and it's just, it bothers me.
Well, it's because they've developed a value-neutral education system. And that's why we brought up the Planned Parenthood story today, too, because that's what's going on in the schools. That's being authorized, that's approved, and in Washington State, having a Bible is against the law, is against school policy, to read a Bible during a Reading for Pleasure program. And this is the reason why we're bringing this up, folks. What we need you to do is, you need to join with thousands of people to respond to this. We're asking for a cease and desist of this policy. We want to change, and if they all 50 states respond and thousands of you contact us, it's going to send some message. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online. You're going to be adding your name to a petition, letting the school district know this that we do not appreciate and will not accept a ban on the Bible for reading for pleasure, and legal action is being taken as we speak. But they need to hear from you on this. 877-989-2255. Now also, aclj.org to get updated information, and if you need legal help, just go to aclj.org, go to the About ACLJ section, hit contact, and you can email us if you've got a situation in your community. Also, 877-989-2255 to stand up against this Bible banning exercise, this program out in Washington schools. 877-989-2255. Have a great weekend.